All right, Chase Sexton. So I feel like you grab the lead in Moto 2, make a mistake for the mechanics area. Kenny puts you up a little bit in the next turn. I feel like had you not made that mistake, just if you had your clean air, it could have changed things.
It probably would have been a little bit of a different moto. Eli and I were going to battle, obviously. So, that mistake, I just kind of came out and started sliding, and then just I let off and obviously lost a whole bunch of time. So, and then after that, I kind of got sucked up. I lost a little bit of ground, and then Dunn Jackson almost got me. And I'm like, I can't go backwards. I got to keep going forward. So I ended up getting Ken, and then Eli was just probably like 5 seconds in front of me. So I kind of kept the gap there. The lappers were gnarly today, whether it was with Eli or me. So we had to work through those, and then at the end I was obviously still going good, but he had her in control. So
at some point you just got to like tip your visor and be like, hey, man, he rode really well.
I hear that Yamaha behind me, dude. Second one, I'm like, here he is. Here we go. And then, he rode well. We all know how he does outdoors. So,
16-second lead at one point in Moto 1, just checking out. Those are the motos you dream about, right?
That moto felt good. It's nice to go out there and ride, like, really good when you get a whole shot. And it's kind of – it felt like practice, honestly. I had my heart rate, it never felt like it went over, like, 170 beats per minute. So I was, like, really in control, came off the track. Didn't even feel like I rode that much. So it was a good moto. Obviously, I was trying hard, but when you're in that flow, it's like nothing can go – it doesn't feel like anything can go wrong. So that was good. And then, obviously, second moto had a good fight, so – overall, happy. Didn't lose any points, so that's good.
Yeah, you got the red plate and didn't lose any points, and we're one race closer to it ending, right? Yeah. So overall, yeah. I really liked your last week's. Like, obviously, you threw away the win, but that really said something to me, like where you had the so-so first moto, and then winning that second one. Let's call it a win, basically. Like that answered a lot of questions, right?
Yeah, well, and I came from like 10th or something like that, so I do feel like I have, like, more fight in me this year. I don't know if it's that I'm just in better shape, that I have that ability to kind of push more, but it felt good to be able to pass Eli and Kenny and kind of not run away with it, but I had a pretty good gap. So I think that gave me a lot of confidence, and it gave me confidence that I can come through in second moto and still beat these guys.
That's the thing. Like, it's easy to get a start like you did first moto and take off, but the fact that you got to pass to your competitors, right?
Yeah. I think that helped when I was – 2018 through 2020 when I was on the 250, I wasn't getting good starts, and I had to come through every time. So that, I think, is helping me now if I don't get a good start, but it's way easier to get a whole shot and just get out there and go.
Yeah, much nicer. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.